Okay, Alan, well, just to look at the Group D table, first of all, it's very finely balanced, isn't it?
It's a position that I wasn't sure would be in when the draw was made, to be honest. I mean, sitting in third place, 11 points. I mean, to be 2 points behind Germany is quite a feat in its own. But to just be 3 points behind Poland, who have not, you know, when we played them in Warsaw last year, they didn't look great. You know, I think we looked the better team. So I think, you know, we're in a great position.
Does it seem like ages since the Ireland game? I mean, it does to me.
It always does, Dave. I mean, these games come round. You know, you think they're like months and months and months away, and then they just come round quick. And then once the game's passed, I mean, like that game in Dublin there. Yeah, it does seem like an age, but it's only, you know, been a couple of months, and here we go again with two massive games to look forward to.
Georgia, firstly, they've just got the 3 points from six games. However, to quote that cliche, at this level, you don't get an easy game.
You don't. And these countries, these national teams now, from, you know, countries that we would have, you know, years ago would have said they were minnows and whatever, but there are no minnows nowadays. Maybe the Gibraltars and whatever of this world and San Marinos are, but I mean, Georgia are no mugs. This is going to be a tough game. But I mean, they came to Ibrox and played us, and we only beat them 1-0. And obviously, we were there for 8 years ago when Alec McLeish was in charge, and we were going well under him, and we still got beat 2-0. So, you know, a lot of us remember that. We were there that night, and we went there expecting to win, and we didn't. So we've got to be cautious this week. But I think for me, it's a must-win game.
It would be marvellous to win by a few and boost the goal difference, but I think in reality we would settle for a scrappy 1-0 win, wouldn't we?
Just to win, Dave, that's the important thing. Let's keep this run going. You know, we're doing well. Well, we've got a great chance of qualifying, possibly, you know, as a best third place team, but at least getting a playoff and a chance to, you know, to still be in with a shout of qualifying come November. Would be great, and these are the games you've got to go and win. You have to win away from home where you can, and we I guess we didn't expect to win in Germany. We came away from Poland, and I'd say I was disappointed that we only came away with a draw from there, because we should have really won. But if we could win in Georgia, I think that would give us a great boost.
A victory would give us a terrific platform, wouldn't it?
Going into the last three games, and obviously with Germany coming to hand on the Monday, you know, world champions, full house, you know, massive game. You know, a lot of people won't be expecting to get anything from the game, but I would think if we can beat Georgia, you know, keep the feel-good factor going, everybody will be on a high, you know, the players, the management, the fans, then who knows, we've pulled off some amazing victories against top teams in the past, and who says we can't do it again?